and the west turned smaller.
What do you call what I drove up in today? If something is squeaky to lubricate, you have to do what to it? Not oil, but the hard side stuff. If you're not lubricating, it's not oil, but something that is harder and solid to keep something from squeaking.
I don't know that.
Like in cooking cookers, what do you call that?
Yes. Electricity.
Well, inside the frying pan, what do you call it?
Oh, would be grease?
Yeah. Okay. If grease are all over your hands, then they're all
messed up.
Okay. But if they've got grease on them, you'd say my hands are
messed up.
Well, but if they've got grease.
Greasy.
Okay. If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you say you ought to do to it?
Put oil on it.
What is it that they used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Anything else that it was called? Anything else that was...
Well, they had another light that didn't have tar kerosene. What was that lamp? I had one of them.
I don't know. There's
another one, but I forgot what we called it. Had a bright light, four electric lights on. We had this bright light, but I can't think what we called kind of lamp we called it. This big brass lamp, pretty thing, and it had this little thing, if you touched it, it went down.
Well,
I don't guess it has. It's been a long time since I had one. I can't call the name right now, but they are a name for them.
What would you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene? What kind of boat would you go fishing in? A little small lake.
Small boat, I guess.
What would you call one that had a flat bottom? We don't have much boats around here.
I haven't been to two boats riding in my life. I don't know.
What kind of boats do people used to have around here?
Wooden boats, I guess.
What kind of boats do they have on the river? Did you ever go near?
Well, that was kind of had little wooden boats long years ago. They had little wooden boats.
Did you ever go over to South Carolina before you had a bridge?
Yes.
How did you do
went
that?
Went on ferry.
Okay, what was the ferry? How did the ferry look?
Well, it's made out of wood, too. It's a big long thing you stand in. You could get a horse and buggy in there, maybe more than that.
How many people would you
go? Well, that could be several people go across. They had a man that, guided it across and back. He was called a ferryman.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode from South Carolina to Georgia many times, from Georgia back to South Carolina when we lived in South Carolina when I was a girl. Stop.
Did they have anything that was up high? Was it built up really high to keep the horse
or
whatever?
No, not the ones I didn't. They housed the horse. The man would hold the horse by the bridle.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I crossed in didn't. They were not usually high enough.
Well, how did they get the boat? What was the motor? They didn't have a motor, but...
They had no motor.
What was the method of getting the ferry boat across? How did a ferryman get it across?
It seemed like he steered it with something. I don't know. It's been too long. I wasn't but 12 years old when I crossed it. Now, that's been a long time ago, you know. But anyway, I've been on the ferry, going and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And with a horse and buggy on it with you.
Mm-hmm.
They made you get out of the buggy and stand.
Mm-hmm. If asked when you were going, you might say, like today.
Today.
Going
today.
Okay. He said he was going to get some, let's say, So.